Major funding for On Point is provided by Liberty Mutual for all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs. Liberty Mutual. Responsibility. What's your policy?
From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. So, Iraqis have voted, again, largely peacefully. And General David Petraeus was doing the coin toss at the Super Bowl last night, for heaven's sakes. Does that mean we can come home now, or soon? Barack Obama promised out in 16 months. He also said out responsibly. Iraq is expensive and too long already, but some still warn of a bloody Congo on the Tigris if we go too soon. This hour on Point, U.S. troops, Iraq, and the way out, the schedule for an exit. You can join the conversation. What's your advice on timing? 16 months, end of 2011, quick march, or cautious? When should U.S. combat troops be out of Iraq? A special welcome today to our newest listeners at Omaha Public Radio, KIOS-FM in Omaha, Nebraska, and in Columbus, Ohio on WOSU 820 AM. We are glad you're with us. Right now, we're joined from Washington. We hope to go to Baghdad in a moment. But to Washington, Judith Yaffe joins us, Senior Research Fellow at the Institute for National Strategic Studies at the National Defense University, longtime CIA analyst focused on Iraq. Judith, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
And from Washington, Stephen Biddle, Senior Fellow for Defense Policy at the Council on Foreign Relations. Stephen Biddle, great to have you back as well.
Thanks for having me.
So we've all been watching over the weekend. Judith, you saw the election. What did it tell you about the onward effect on an American exit?
Well, I think we have to be careful not to overinterpret what, in effect, aren't results yet. But everyone looks for trends, and trends are important. But this is really only the second election. So if there is a trend, it's they had a second election, and it was conducted peacefully, and it seems to have been relatively free and open. That's good. The good news. But again, I can give you questions. I'm not so sure I can tell you the trends at the moment.
Stephen Biddle, we hear that. On the other hand, it's Groundhog Day, and we've been talking about when can we get out of Iraq for many Groundhog Days now. I think a lot of people want to turn the page on this. Do you see hope in the quite orderly way that this election unfolded, that Barack Obama's 16 months in combat troops out promise may be kept?
Well, I think there are grounds for guarded optimism in Iraq at the moment, both with respect to the recent election results, although, as Judith quite correctly points out, it's going to be a while before we know what their implications are, but also in terms of the general casualty and violence trend since about mid-2007. But I think to interpret what all that means and just how optimistic we should be or how many groundhogs we should be making appointments with, I think we need to keep in mind the nature of the underlying process that we're engaged in Iraq at this point. We're in the early stages of what amounts to a negotiated end to an ethno-sectarian identity civil war that had reached pretty intense levels by late 2006.
And you mean primarily Sunni Shia?
Primarily. I mean, it's to some extent atomized in its later stages, but the primary underlying fault line was Sunni Shia. We're seeing the growth of an Arab-Kurd fault line that was always present but is becoming more salient now. But the primary fault line to date has been Sunni Shia. When civil wars of this kind end by negotiated settlements rather than with the destruction of the weaker side, the early stages of that kind of settlement are always perilous. Lots of negotiated ceasefires that seem to terminate civil wars revert back to violence. Sometimes they don't, though, and where they don't, it's often because there's an outside party present to act as a peacekeeper or a stabilizer. And although in many ways the United States is not the ideal outside peacekeeper and stabilizer, we are, however, the only people willing to potentially play that role. That's essentially what most U.S. forces in Iraq are doing right now. Is they may not call it that, but the functions and the missions and the tasks that they're performing amount to the things that classical outside actors do in stabilizing ceasefires in the early stages. That, I think, is going to remain an important mission for us for some years yet. It doesn't necessarily require current troop counts, but it poses challenges for a variety of ideas for rapid drawdowns, whether they're the 16-month pledge that the president made on the campaign trail, or for that matter, the schedule currently called for in the status of forces agreements that was negotiated with the Iraqis late last year. So balancing the potential stabilizing role of U.S. forces and the continuing need for that, albeit waning to some degree, with the various efforts to try and draw troops down sooner is, I think, the big strategic challenge for the United States right now in the country.
Judith Yaffe, with respect, you and Stephen Biddle sound kind of laid back about withdrawal, maybe responsibly so. On the other hand, this is costing hundreds of millions of dollars a day, $10 billion a month, at a time when we all know what the U.S. is up against on the economic front. We've all seen the cost over many years. Americans are clearly anxious in every poll out there to be out of Iraq. Afghanistan is waiting for more troops. Barack Obama did promise 16 months and out. Are we just waiting for some time indeterminate? Is it not the beginning of the time when we can start clearing the highway to Kuwait to begin to pull out that infrastructure and a whole lot of men and women?
Well, you've asked a lot of questions there, and you've made certain assumptions.